Okay.
Yes.
Brother?
Yes.
I want you to read that wreck at the morgue. I want you to read that wreck at the morgue, Mr. President. You're going to be a happy man. Steve Young came out here to applaud that bunch of Viet Cong bastards who waving that communist flag in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I said, look, will you yield for a question? He's refused to. I said, well, just stick around, kid, because I'm going to answer what you're saying. And by the time you get through, you're going to put your tail between your legs and go home. So, he stuck around. About the first day of my speech, he was taking notes to try to respond. Coming down that home stretch, he quit taking notes. I said, now, my daughter is a fine young woman. She's engaged to marry a young man whose family lives in Canada. That young man came from Canada to volunteer to fight for America. His family did not go out there to evade that threat. He came down to volunteer in the most dangerous fighting unit on earth, the Green Berets. He's behind the Viet Cong lines right now. I said, I did things like that when I fight for my country, Mr. President. And I don't admire this scum of the earth who use their college exemption to evade the draft and wrap themselves in a white sheet of humanitarianism to cover their yellow bellies. I said, I saw that bunch of scum. I walked among them. I saw them. I saw what they were and saw what they did. And I thanked every police officer I could see for protecting me at that convention. When I wound up, old Steve had quit taking notes for about the last half hour. I said, now, if anybody wants to get up here and further praise that bunch of traitors and communists, get on your feet and I'll take you on.
God bless you.
I sat down, Mr. President. Old Steve sat there. He didn't move.
That's one.
I sat there for a while. Van Horton's in the chair, Mr. President. And coming down the home, he said, now, Mr. President, put that pencil down and hear what I'm going to tell you. And so I bore down like an old-fashioned American. I love this country. I was proud to fight this country. The proudest thing I ever did in my life was to fight for America. And if you're not afraid to fight, if you're afraid to fight this country, then I'm against you. No matter whether you're the presiding officer or whether you're just one more senator. And when I got through with them, Mr. President, they put their tail between their legs and dragged on out.
I'll read that record in the morning. Are you back here in Washington, aren't you?
Well, I've been back a day or so, Mr. President. I couldn't get to your speech because you called me too late. I turned back from Sleepport, so I
yeah.
Had a big...
Well, you didn't miss anything. I just repeated what I'd said, and I just decided to go that morning, and I maybe even shouldn't have gone, but they said since I went to Veterans Foreign Wars, the American Legion would say that, and then some of them saying that I couldn't travel, so I just wanted to kind of show them.
President, I want to apologize to you for being derelict. I should have been doing it all year long, but you read that record of what I did.
I'll read and I'll call you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.